from the creators of The Shape. CCC Entertainment Group presents a nostalgic fan film series. Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Fred Krueger, and many other iconic horror icons from the 80s and 90s converge in a universe we've all been waiting for. The Horrorverse, Season 1. Available now on YouTube. Awaken the darkness.
Welcome to Around the Reel with your hosts, Aaron Carlson, Charles Lawson, and Samantha Hannah. Ah, shit. There we go again.
All right.
Straight up now.
Oh, look, we're twinsies. We got to Around the Reel.
Mine was dirty. I didn't get to it.
You should wear yours.
I don't know. Last week, maybe? Oh, I don't know.
And the shit's still dirty. Oh, am I slacking?
No, it's not your job to wash my clothes.
I mean, it can be. It should be.
If you volunteer your time to assist in manners of things getting done, then that wouldn't be a bad thing. However, it is never expected for someone to take care of somebody else's stuff.
Right. And it's weird. Like, what if you have the little squirts in your drawers?
I don't look.
You know what I mean? No, but what
I
if they're
look.
There?
Well, if you don't look, how do you know to spray the stain? You gotta spray the stain. I mean, come on. If there's a stain, you gotta spray the stain.
But I don't want her to spray my stain.
I don't see there. Your stain.
I don't think I have them.
Does she spray the stains from the front side?
There's no stains
there's no
there
stains.
Either, Charles.
I don't look.
Leak. And I don't leak like that. That might be you with those balls you have. I don't leak. I'm pretty dry. It's good.
He doesn't leak yet.
No, my...
He's getting there.
My balls are empty, thank you very much. Oh, excuse me, thank you.
I hope you're thanking Sam, because I had nothing to do with that.
No, not you. No.
That'd be kind of weird.
I don't want to get back in that conversation. We had a podcast about that. Anyway, here we are.
Here we are.
Chuck,
here we are, crazy life. Life is crazy.
Yeah. Do you have a big intro for this show? Anything that you wanted to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome tonight to Around the Reel. Welcome to the extravaganza that is the 200th episode. We couldn't wait to get here. We sprinted through it. We talked to people that we necessarily didn't care about just to hurry up and get to 200. You know that. I'm kidding, everybody. We always talk to everybody we care about. We're so happy to have everybody in here joining us today on 200th episode. Whoever can come in, whoever can stay, and whoever has to bail, we understand. And if you jump in and just call Aaron a bad word, then we'll all giggle and we'll move on with our day.
And there you
was
go.
That was a great intro.
Fantastic.
Absolutely
fantastic
great
intro.
It was fantastic.
We just love that
yes,
shit.
You
yes.
did fucking great. And you always do. That's one thing that you really nail. You nail
well,
this.
Well, he nails the ending, but I don't know.
All the time. Yeah, he does.
So, the first one
I nail the front and I nail the back.
Yeah.
Who
did
I hear?
I hear all kinds of craziness.
Wrong, had yards.
Who is blasting that music?
Or Sam? Kyle's getting the shit under control.
Oh, is that Kyle? Oh, okay, good.
I think so.
Kyle, is your TV
either
on?
Either that or Ira's having a party.
Somebody's having a freaking party. Could have
been
Ira.
Look at that. Look at that smile.
There he is. Look at the
Coach
homies.
Rick.
Having a party.
Look at everybody. What has happened?
Hey, guys.
Man, oh man, here
open
we go.
Open up another bottle of water for the party.
Hey.
Oh, having me a party.
That's important. Parties are important. Bottles are important for parties.
And that's what this is.
Rick,
this
hey.
Fucking party. Everybody's showing up. Look at you guys.
Oh, yeah. I want to see my picture on this screen get super freaking small. That's all I'm saying.
It probably will. It'll get bigger and smaller and bigger. Kind of like your penis.
There's going to be so many people here, you're going to be on page 3. You won't even see it.
Well, luckily, I have a big screen, so hopefully, you know, I think what holds up the 45
over.
We'll see how it goes.
That would be cool. I'm down for that. Coach Rick, hi.
Hello.
There he is, my man.
Yes.
Mr. Coach
Rick. I was on for the 100, and I was like, well, shoot, I got time. Class doesn't start till 6:30, so...
So you're popping in before your class, huh?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Very
oh,
good.
Thank
always,
you.
Always good to see
thank you.
You.
Oh, my
Rick,
gosh.
Rick, I'm going to say, buddy, Rick, you're a little hot. Is there any way you could adjust your microphone just a little bit so it's not quite so hot?
Yeah.
Or just go back into those sultry sounds of the lower tone.
He's got
just overbearing.
Lungs. He's big guy. You know what I mean? He's Coach fucking Rick. That's why.
Yeah.
He's got, he's got everyone named Rick is used to being hot, so that's fine.
That's correct, Rick. That's correct. Yes, absolutely.
That is actually, Rick, thank you for Rick.
What's going on today, by the way?
Well, this is our 200th fucking episode. We did a big intro before we let everybody.
Yeah, I was. Okay. I tried to keep going until everybody came in, but unfortunately, I talked faster than Aaron could click. And Aaron's really good at clicking his brains out.
Why you got to blame me? It can't be like the internet.
The program, well, no, I'm just saying that you're a pro clicker. I mean, you edit like a mother. So,
mind you, guys, I deal with these two all the time. So, yeah, I'm that girl. I'm definitely
by choice.
That. So by choice, I know what is wrong with me. I need pills or something.
I talked to Sam more times on the phone today than I have in the last probably 3 months.
I know, I bugged the crap out of you.
I know.
It's just like constantly bugging you. Where'd Kyle go?
We got a lot of shit we're doing.
Where'd Kyle go?
I don't know, but I wanted everybody to do a quick intro. I'll give everybody 5 seconds to introduce themselves real fast while they're here. How about we do that?
Turn on your microphones.
Kyle, you with us? No, he's not. Okay, Ira. Let's start with Ira.
Okay. Hi.
This is why we love you so much, Ira.
I'm not sure that's an underachiever or overachiever.
It's an overachiever in a cool way.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ira Katz. I'm a proctologist by trade, and that's why I'm here.
Lovely. Perfect. Yes. Chuck, we found your guy.
I need a gastroenterologist.
Never been happier to be on the East Coast.
I rage quit.
Originally, let's see, what else do you want to know? I'm originally a New Yorker, born in the Bronx. Studied acting out there, came out to LA, and eventually out here.
There we go.
And we love him. Put him in everything. And
out here being Ira Katz is one of our local talents who we get to abuse and use the hell out of. And we are grateful for the fact that he is not only an amazing talent, but he's also a pretty damn good friend.
Well, I'm also grateful for you guys to keep me working here. So that's always cool. And that's it's always pretty easy working with you guys. So I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if it's one thing that sums up Aaron and I, it's easy.
Yeah.
Wait, Aaron and you?
Yeah. Yeah. He never includes you anymore. You see that?
I know.
That? Yeah,
I did
he
see
does
that.
That. He does
I'm
that.
Not going to call Sam easy. I have respect for her. I don't for you. Get it straight.
Although, forgive me, because I've had COVID from like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Got rid of it, went negative, and now I rebounded again somehow, and I'm positive again.
Great.
But wait a second, Ira, are you sure?
Am I sure about what?
You said you're positive, but are you really sure?
Oh my God, that's a joke.
I'm very positive.
Let's move on, Shelby, before he gets going.
I keep telling that to my significant other.
Thanks for the dad jokes.
It's funny because we took, Paxlovid, got rid of it. About 6 days later, I tested negative, and she ended up getting it because I brought it. And she took Paxlovid, and she was negative. And then a few days later, I started feeling kind of punky again. And I said, we tested me, and I... positive again.
Oh wow!
And so we're kind of keeping as much separation as we can. She's okay right now, and I put my back out while I was doing that.
Dude, see, wonderful, everybody's going through it. That's we are going.
It's been a fun 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, I'm great. Thank
all right,
you
good.
Much.
Yeah, good.
Real quick before we move on to the next one, Kyle, I see that you are saying that you're having connection issues. If you can't hang, I understand. But thank you for being here today, brother. Just in case you can't get a chance to chat.
Yep, appreciate you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Don't fuck. Bye, Kyle. Fuck. You just gave up. Talk about rage quit.
Next, let's do
Coach Rick.
Yeah, go for it, buddy.
Coach
Hey,
Rick.
Coach Rick, that's me. Actor, acting coach, also a contributor to Around the Reel. At least I was. I will be again with some mid segment installments.
Hear that. Good to hear that.
You know, just lifing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even Coach has life to deal with. I wish I didn't sometimes.
So but, did we sometimes. Yeah.
But I saw this and I was like, oh man. Just love you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
And proud to know you, proud to be able to visit with you in this moment. Thank you. And don't stop because we're building something pretty fucking huge.
Yes,
so
sure,
and I'm in Spokane, just so you guys know. I'm on the eastern side of the state, and we're connected, right?
Yes,
we're all building together.
Yes,
this shit's going to be huge. It is already, but I mean, The world
it's gonna
will
be
take
huger.
Note.
It's going to get
goal.
Huger.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep on growing.
Glad you're here, Rick.
Yes, thank you for being here.
And we know that you are short on time because I believe you have a class.
I do.
You have to do that thing that you do so well.
So if you disappear, thank you for coming.
Yeah, you'll know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we will know.
There'll be a void in our life. There'll be a void in our heart if you disappear. So.
But we're looking forward to that next installment that you got coming.
And Rick,
you
got it. Rick never leaves my fucking heart. You know what I mean?
Of course. So he never leaves mine either.
Chuck, how you like that? Okay, next.
oh my god. Okay. Steve.
Hi, I'm Steve Eaton. I am a
Hi, Steve.
Hi. How you doing, Ira?
Is this Alcoholics Anonymous?
Sorry, it's like a fucking AA group.
I'm Sam and I'm an alcoholic. Right?
I'm a recovering filmmaker, pretty much every other day. I'm a writer, producer, general filmmaker with both Aaron and Sam and Chuck in the Horrorverse, and I have a hell of a good time doing it, and I talk to them and bug them all the time, and I get to work with pretty much everybody in our lovely gallery below, and I love them as well as many other people that aren't on here today.
They will
so,
be. They're gonna
yeah so and I'm waiting for our 300th episode so I can show up again.
Okay. Awesome. There'll be one.
Every 100 episodes or what?
Yes, yes. I come in every 100.
That's our plan.
When everybody else is there.
That's our fucking plan, and we're gonna make
that's
it.
That's the game now.
Yep, it
that's
is.
Right.
So who's up? We got Rick. Rick.
You guys at 3.
Love you, Rick.
Let's.
Oh, am I next?
You're next, brother.
You're up.
I'm Rick. I live in the shadow of Coach Rick.
And, my perfect is right on top of you right now, just so you know, on my screen.
Just trying to achieve what he's already achieved and to be the person that he believes I can be. Because that's the way he rolls. But
that is the way he rolls.
Another filmmaker, usually work in post-production on some of the TV shows and movies that I'm sure you've watched before. But my real claim to fame is that I'm a super fan of Around the Reel.
Aww.
Because you guys are so great. And to be honest, I had to stop listening a little bit because it was almost too inspiring.
What? I got to sleep, like, motherfucker.
I want to hear this. I want to hear
you guys are like the hype man at the casino, like convincing people to keep betting. Like, oh yeah, I think I can win. I know I can win. And then I couldn't like just bet the farm over and over again, which is how I feel when I'm listening to that show.
Aww. So, man,
I have to take breaks sometimes. Like, okay, I got to like bring myself back down to earth, my feet on the ground.
I feel like and. No, I that's feel no, I love it, dude. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you could do it on your own.
Yeah,
because Sam and I usually have to hold Aaron down so he doesn't just fly away.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the East Coast, so I'll probably also drop out a little bit early tonight. But it's skipper over
it's
here.
Late,
so,
yeah.
But I do like listen to you guys so much, and just fan of the energy. I love everything that you guys have going on.
Thank you, Rick.
And the product,
so
too. I can't wait. You have another doc coming out soon.
I do.
And you keep posting about it.
We do, I should
and
say, yeah.
When's it coming out so I can actually watch it?
So soon. It's, we're just getting, we're tidying up right now and just putting final touches on. We're going to send it off to Anthony, our wonderful composer, and he's going to score the rest of it, which he's already been working on it, so that shouldn't take long.
No.
And so we're looking at pretty soon, actually.
A couple of weeks, maybe.
Yeah, maybe end of, I mean, I think end of March is my goal.
Yeah.
My personal goal.
Yeah, we're going to get it done.
Yeah, we're going to set up some private showings and stuff for where the area where which the doc is made. Yep, and then we'll get ready to throw maybe in some theaters around here, and then we'll throw it out to the streaming platforms. So in other words, we're going to put it in the streaming platforms here in the next month or two, which means that it should hit the streaming platforms by July or fucking August, and we're looking forward
correct.
To it.
Yeah, and it's going to be a blast.
Thanks for sticking with it. Thanks for the show. Thanks for having me on. Originally, that was so fun. And
yes,
we got to
have you back.
And, it's just great.
Rick,
congratulations.
Nice. Rick,
it's
is
always
very
nice
humble.
To look your stalkers in the face.
Yeah, Rick is Rick. If you guys don't know who Rick Ives is, he's very humble. He made a great fucking indie movie. It's fucking dope. All right. Oh, he had a great actress in it. She's fucking dope. Like, we had her on the show too.
You had her on too. Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
And we still need to have the composer on.
And you know, and the work he said he does in post, I mean, he's doing like big things. It's not like, you know, when we're like just scrambling to find a client to work for and help. I mean, he's working with the studio. So, and I'm not going to say it, but those posters behind you tell it. So that's all I got to say.
Or some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. Thanks.
Yeah. Great filmmaker, Rick.
Yeah.
You are.
All right. Georgina.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, everybody. Let's talk about Buzzsprout, our podcast host. You know, when we started our show, we wanted a platform to share our voice in this industry and have some fucking fun. With Buzzsprout and their team being passionate about helping you succeed, you're in good hands. You'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and so much more.
Following the link in the show notes lets Buzzsprout know we sent you. Get you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for the paid plan and help support our show. So join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something great. Join together, people.
Yes, you're up.
You showed up, girl. Look at the heart. How'd you fucking do that?
Yeah, I know. How did you do that?
Do you have the emotes enabled?
I couldn't.
And so because of that.
Oh, I did it. I get it.
How come Sam did it? Doesn't work for fucking me, dude.
I love that. That is
You should try.
Okay, that's the best thing ever.
Is it this one? No, it's this one. Watch this.
For fuck's sake.
Shut the front door. Wow, you're teaching us amazing things.
I had no idea.
I have no idea how to turn it off because all the instructions say you have to go to this little panel somewhere and I can't find it. So
I can't get nothing to work. Chuck, do not pull your pants down.
Don't pull your pants down.
Don't do it.
No,
Chuck.
Don't do it.
I don't need
Did you want to see him go?
That's not working, but that one.
I don't know what emoji is going to come up and I don't want to see it.
See, I'm going to be doing this all the time now. All right.
I think it was when we had Logan on. Logan kept talking with his hands a lot, and he talked with his hands open, so it kept throwing up thumbs up every time he was...
Oh, what do you know? You learn something new every day. See,
I gotta pick up all the stuff I dropped.
Okay, you're fine. So, Georgina, please, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm active duty military, but I'm also an actor. I will be in episode 11.
Yeah.
Of the Horrorverse. That's right, the Horrorverse.
Yep. I've done some stuff locally. I'm in Coach Rick's class, so obviously I won't stay too late.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've been in it for over a year now.
Oh, cool.
It's good. I enjoy it. I accidentally fell into producing, which I'm learning about.
Good for you.
I accidentally fell into script writing because... I wasn't getting the actual roles that I want to play, so I said, screw it, and I'm writing them.
Okay.
Like, super villain, Granny Goodness roles, retired CIA agent action roles, and I was supposed to be playing a Russian mobster in a poker scene this month, but the film got canceled, so me and some of the guys who were in the actual, that we got cast for this one scene, we decided to say, fuck it, I'm writing the script, and we're going to film it anyway because I wanted to do it.
Awesome.
So I've written like 3 or 4 scripts now.
So basically you're a badass.
Yeah. She is.
That's what you're saying.
Unintentionally. I felt sideways.
Unintentional badass.
Well, yes. It was like, I said, hey, this is a bummer that this got canceled. You know, I really wanted to do it, and then Giovanni, he's probably not here, he said, why don't we? And then one of the other guys that I did for the Inhuman Protection Agency, he came by and he said, I'll do camera work. And Giovanni said, I'll get the stunt guy to help out. And I'm like, well, I guess we're doing it.
See, nice, no, that's good.
Nice. That's how you get shit done.
But you're creating your own opportunities. And that's what I'm saying. That's what it's about. Yeah. Like, to me, it's important, you know, because when we started this, we didn't have any idea even there was filmmakers in Tacoma, where we live. We had no idea. No. So we thought we were like the only people doing it.
Well, you thought that.
Oh, I did. I did. And I'm like, they're not gonna believe what we're doing. You know, I was so excited. And then we got out there and I was like, holy shit, there's a lot of fucking people making moves. This is fucking ridiculous. Right? But we still just kept doing our thing. We kept creating things that we wanted to make, that we wanted to act in, that we wanted to try to get out there and share. And then we realized, wow, that's what it's about sometimes, I think, with being an indie artist. If you're sitting around waiting too long and you're not trying to, you know, if you're not doing that hustle to get those things from somebody else that might be producing something, how else are you going to fucking act? How else are you going to make a movie if you don't do it yourself? You're not.
No, you're not.
It's not going to happen. And that's shitty. So I always think,
or it's going to be years in between.
Yeah. And how much time do we got? I'm fucking almost 51. And it's like, dude, what the hell happened?
Oh, I guess I'm
53.
Yeah. You see what I mean?
And, yeah, and but you have the body of a 50-year-old. So, oh, wait, no, 49.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you, brother. That's very nice.
I'm kidding. You have the body of a 38.
You're making me warm all over. I appreciate
you. You are talking to Sam, right?
My lord. Anyway, Georgina, that's awesome. I'm glad you're doing it. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. Because most people would be like really sad and be like, well, fuck, that role's done. Okay. Make it yourself.
No, I'm just going to, I'm grabbing my cosplay and I'm doing it. I'm grabbing my beautiful red jacket with the black fur collar and I'm going to just saunter around with a horrible Russian accent. I mean, why not?
Yeah. And you never know what you might find another thing that you like about the filmmaking process if you're a part of it in that crew. You know what I mean? And be like, holy shit, I like directing. Holy shit, I like directing. Holy shit, I like the camera. When you were on set with us, it was the same kind of thing. I watched you. You were watching us. You were paying attention.
You guys are amazing. The joy you have, it was just delightful to watch.
Awesome.
Dude, we just grab a camera and film shit. That's it. I don't think too much about it. You know that. I don't.
I try
to spread as much joy as possible. She gets tired, I move on to someone else.
Yeah, it's instinctual for me, and then I listen to everybody else who's telling me if it's not good. That's about it. And then I do it.
I definitely will tell them if it's not good. Exactly. I don't mind telling them.
Yeah.
I don't mind insulting Aaron at all.
No, you don't.
Kyle, are you able to introduce yourself, or do you need an introduction?
Is he here?
Yeah, he's here. He just
there he is.
I'll try.
We can hear you.
I'm on out of hotel with terrible internet.
It's kind of
okay. That's good news. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a low Washington art creative person, and I've been lucky enough to meet up with Aaron a couple times and extra in the background, and the next time I got to see a vampire.
Yes, you did.
It was super exciting to have a great time. Just amazing group of people.
Thank you.
And yeah, I mean, like you're saying, the vibe, great vibe on that, so I definitely recommend your crew to anyone. You know, what kind of strikes me is like have fun while you're doing it, and make stuff that's fun, exciting, cool to watch, and have fun doing it. And you know, I did personally. I worked in at a TV station doing motion graphic, and I did that for like 10 years, and then I just did a little contract at another TV station, but I love just, you know, the creative process of coming up with ideas, and then the challenge of, you know, how can we make something cool one way or another, whatever, just, you know, hack it, make it work. I like documentaries as well, you know, just kind of stretch your mind. Mm-hmm. So it makes you think, you know, fun stuff, sci-fi. I just did a documentary short for a contest that I made the contest deadlines. That's good.
That's good.
And I sent Aaron a link the other day. So yeah, I'm thinking of, you know, probably expand on it. But, you know, one step at a time. And Yeah, enjoying the process, I guess. I crashed a drone a couple of times, getting drone shots. That's the reason.
That's great.
So, yeah. Anybody want to hear about crashing drones and picker bushes and rivers?
I did it.
Aaron, didn't you get your first drone stuck in a tree?
Yeah, fuck the drones. I don't do it. Yeah, I tried and it got
stuck.
Hey,
we'll just call Nathan from now on. Hey,
yeah,
Nathan.
We need a drone. Yeah. I'll say it in a heartbeat. Kyle, I didn't get a chance to watch your little piece that you did yet, but we will.
We will, okay. Yeah. I'll be on his ass now because I didn't know about it, but I do now.
Yeah, I forgot.
Remember, everybody out there, pay attention. Send it to Aaron, but message Sam about it.
And let me know.
It's not that. I just get caught up doing so much shit all the time. And then I'm like, fuck. And it'll take me like a week and I'll be like going through my messenger or whatever and I'll see all the messages. I'm like, oh shit, Kyle. And then I'll watch it. And then I'll send you a message and be like, dude, that was badass. You know, that's what I'll do. That's me. But I can't wait to see it. And I didn't even know you were making your shit. I hope you didn't leave because I wanted him to.
He went black screen, but I think he's just getting a bad signal.
Yeah, his signal's off. But anyway, no, that's hopefully cool, Kyle. I'm glad that you're making stuff. I mean, that's
it's very cool.
Like I said, it's about making it somehow, some way, whatever way you can. And, you know, Kyle's cool. You know, he showed up on set every fucking time we asked him. Mm-hmm. He was there, you know, and we met him a long time ago. And it was just like one of those things where I just wanted to give him a chance to join us and be a part of what we were doing, too, and making this stuff. And he acts. So I was like, all right, well. Give it a shot. Give it, do some stuff. And he had a blast with us. He's a fun guy. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. I guess this show... Well, thanks, everybody, for coming, by the way.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
And taking a minute to
And
just
Debbie
say hi.
Was here and popped in and popped out. And Jen was here and popped in and popped out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, we got...
I feel like before we lose our Ricks, we should probably like Rick roll them.
Dude, Rick roll, bro.
Never gonna give you up.
Yeah. Okay, so Coach Rick, you've got about 7 minutes before your class starts. So, buddy, what do you got going on, man? What's up?
Ooh, we got I got three classes a week. So miracles three times a week. But we have so we did the proof of concept last year for Real Rat. 21 minutes. So not a full pilot. And that's basically where the creator got to was like, okay, now I want to create a full real pilot, an hour pilot. So he's got a 42-page script that we've handed out to everybody. We're getting ready to set up a table read and talk about how to make it happen. And Vacant Lot, Bill's feature film should be out soon. Most of the cast are dojo students, and I coached on that. And he has a short film that we are going to see a premiere of that I coached almost all my students as well on the 15th of this month.
Awesome.
And that's going to be about a 20-25 pager. And then so we got some projects happening, man.
That's great,
you know. And finally stuff coming out too, you know. Nice. Post can take a year too.
15 minutes if you're Aaron.
You're Aaron, you know. And so this is you know, it's like telling the director, so next time you'll use an editor. you know, I mean, it's like, right, instead of doing it all yourself. The beauty of what we do, right, which is why, you know, Sam, when you said earlier, I got no problem insulting him. It's not an insult. No, it's a collaboration.
It is.
And it's like, and you know, you can't always see the painting if you're the one standing in the middle of the picture, right? And it's like, right. Hey, that shot's not working. What? Oh, all right. Well, then what do you... Great, got it.
Yep,
you're so right.
That's called magic, man. And the beauty of the indie movement, and you know, I feel like my sets are the same. It's just full of love and joy, and people are just sad when they're done. Right? They're like, "Fuck, I want to stay.
That's what we want. We want people to be sad to go home. Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely. Right? Because then you know you're with family.
Exactly.
Then you know you're with fellow creatives. Right? And we're all working towards the same goal, and that's the beauty of it. So there's no massive ego director or actors or anybody. Everybody's
check
there.
Check your ego at the door. Check it at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful.
Yeah. No, yeah, I love what you said. I love all the, everything about it. And you're so great. We love you so much. And that's why we insert your voice into our show, because we love it so much. You always have words of wisdom.
And he
Coach
speaks
Rick.
It fucking real.
Real.
And
yeah.
That's what I love about Coach Rick, and I've always have since mm-hmm. we met you, buddy. That's what you do. Like,
yes.
And I'm glad that you started opening up, like being your true self when you would do those mid segments. I fucking loved them. Every one of them.
And they're coming back.
Yeah,
right?
They're
you
so
promise.
They are,
they're
absolutely.
So good.
Okay.
And I gotta get my 52 to make a solid year's worth.
There you go.
So, you know, that's the first milestone.
Yeah. Awesome.
Because I plan on being here at, you know, episode 300 and 400 and so on. I mean, and I did. I had the thought when we started, like, well, yeah, I got to come back for the 100th episodes.
Yeah, man. No, and I appreciate it.
We're building it, guys. We're doing it.
Yes, we are.
The team is growing, and that was our motto from the beginning, is to join together and get something happening.
Absolutely.
That was positive and mm-hmm. fun. And just like we talked about earlier, you know, like Kyle said, you know, to me, making films was always fun. Like when I was a kid outside playing war, and I was imagining all these guys everywhere, and I'm by myself in the woods when I'm 8 years old fighting stormtroopers or whatever, you know, that's, to me, that's what I'm still doing. So I would do it no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, I would do it no matter what. It just happens that we could make, you know, it's an industry, you know, and I never realized that for the longest time. I just wanted to fucking do it because I thought it was fun. And I never wanted to lose that on set, ever, ever, ever. If there's ever a problem on set with somebody, they're fucking out. They're out. I'm not having it. I'm not having it. Because I want to have fun. I don't want to deal with some bullshit. That's stupid.
Well, Sean came in for a second.
But it exists so much.
I know. And I don't know how that even happens. I'm not even trying to make this show dirty or bad or negative, but fuck those people. I can't do it. I can't do it. Oh man. Anyway, no, great
okay,
stuff.
Okay, I got to interrupt you for 1 second. Rick, thank you so much for sharing. Aaron, of course, it's nice to have real friends instead of imaginary friends that you're playing with in the woods. But I'm sorry, but did somebody just join us from the gym? I mean, what the hell's going on? I got somebody looking here like he's getting ready to break something.
Yeah, Sane is in there. What up, dude?
Sane is here. Yeah, and Sean was here. Sean showed up and dipped already.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
You in the gym, bro? You
been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
Hey, yeah. Well, you know, the gym I'm at, they're going to shut their doors for good on Friday, so I had to get it in before then. At the same time, you know, my first episode in Around the Reel was episode 100, so
that's
I had to
right.
make number 200.
I know, there that is go. Right. Yes. Good to see
hey,
you.
Hey, do me a favor. Sneak a couple of 45-pound plates into your pants as you leave. Okay, I got to get something in my home gym.
Oh boy!
Jesus Christ! No, don't get Chuck 45.
Don't do that.
It's too much weight for him.
No, it'd be too light anyway. So. Yeah,
he doesn't need
it'd
to
be too light anyway.
No, it's not good. He doesn't need to do
I'm
that.
I'm dead.
He'll hurt himself. Good to see you, Sene. What's going on, man? Everything else good?
Yeah. I just been dealing with a shoulder injury back in December and kind of put me on the shelf. But I didn't get it checked. Because I'm still too stubborn for that.
Uh-oh.
self-rehab.
Uh-oh.
Obviously, though.
No, I got you, man. I got you.
Yeah. Well,
I have a quick question for Rick Ives before he dips on us, because I don't want him to go away before
I have
to answer this question. Like, what do you have going on, and do you have anything up and coming?
Yeah, what's up, Rick?
Oh, man. I hopefully have a documentary coming out this
Ooh,
year that
yeah.
I edited
yes.
2 years ago.
Wow.
And they're still trying to find a way to distribute it. But it's I can't remember if I told you about this. It's one of the first American skateboarders who went to the Olympics.
Oh,
so
cool.
It follows his road to the Olympics.
No
and
way.
And Tony Hawk's in it. And all the Nyjah Houston's in it. All the big like skaters of the last
Badass.
5 years are in there. And it's super good, man. It's like a real hometown kid makes good story feel good like
awesome.
PG family friendly
no yeah, super cool when are you supposed to or want to be putting that out
they just screened it for the first time like last week I think at a theater
how'd it go so,
and everyone loved it. They said there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I couldn't
that's the best.
That's
I was
gonna
say last week you think I mean it's your movie when did you what's going on with
no I was the editor
okay you edited
yeah The okay. director and the cinematographer are buddies. They're the ones who produced it, and the cinematographer is the twin brother of the skater. So he grew up like filming his brother get better and better and better until he's like top 10 in the world. Dude, and have all this crazy footage.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right.
That's exciting.
So
that's
I'll have to get those guys in touch with you when it's available.
Do it, yeah, for sure.
Please. I'd love to talk to them. Oh, yeah.
And then I can't say too much yet, but I think I might have funding for the next movie that I wrote.
Oh, shit.
Hopefully this year.
Okay, man.
You need to keep us informed so we can get you back on when you're when you can talk about it.
Gonna shoot a good horror movie for you guys.
Oh, good shit. For you, right?
The one that they like.
I would like to see a good horror movie. I've been disappointed lately.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to everything you got coming because
not in our shit, obviously. Our shit's bomb, but
no, Rick is a badass. Yeah. No, are you gonna be directing this one too? When you do it?
Yeah, I wrote something I wrote and I did it like a pitch deck. You guys know what that is?
I do.
Yes.
And and that's a lot of work. People and got some like real good responses on it. So I'm like, whoa, this is a little bigger.
Send me your pitch deck. I'll take a look at it and see what I think.
This is a little bigger than I expected it would be, but I'm excited. So hopefully get some contracts signed soon and get some actors hired and make this happen.
Good for you. See?
I wish I could tell you more about it. I don't really know because it's someone else's money this time.
So no.
It's okay. Yeah, no, we get it. We totally understand all this stuff and things.
We also know a bunch of really good actors in case you're looking at some people.
So far away. I need to. I know. It's too far.
If you get a budget, you can fly them out.
But keep the budget low.
I'm probably going to fly more people out this time.
Keep it low. Keep your budget as low as you can so you can make more.
Yeah.
Well, I pitched this as a low budget movie. Good. And they said, actually, we think this should be bigger.
Oh,
we want to pay for it.
That sounds
like a Rick thing. He's like, no, really, I think we only need this. No, let's give you this. It's like, okay.
That's beautiful. Well,
that's awesome, brother.
You know, I need to talk to Rick Ives more. He knows more about this shit than we do. He does. I know. He does.
I wouldn't say that.
No, you do. Trust me, you do. We don't know shit.
Yeah, you probably do.
You would be winging, dude. I'm like Indiana Jones.
You can learn anything on YouTube these days.
But you gotta still know what to search for. You know what I mean? You gotta know how to type it into the bar and figure it out. You know, it's just like I don't fucking.
I know is my bitch ass can change my oil.
A low budget movie.
Yeah, and then you get the same fucking shit. I want to talk to somebody in the
it's
mud.
So hard.
I know it's tough. That's the hardest part. Trying to figure that shit out.
You can use us for inspiration, and we're going to use you for a little bit of knowledge of that next level thing that we're trying to get.
You can hit me up anytime. I even told Aaron, anytime you want to send me a cut before you put it out, I'll give you feedback on it.
He did, and I totally forgot.
Crickets.
Yeah, okay, totally forgot. No, seriously. Crickets. You didn't tell me that.
Aaron, remember when you walked into the Silver Spur Saloon? Yeah, crickets. That's pretty much how it was.
Well, exactly.
You didn't tell me that, and I have a movie that I've been having people like check
oh yeah
for me.
You should
send something anytime.
I'm gonna send it to you
and I'll give you some notes and I'll be real.
Please do. Yes,
geez. Sam likes notes. That's the problem notes. Maybe that's why I never called you Rick. I hate notes.
He doesn't like it. I love it.
I love it
especially when people are like, you could take it or leave it. Yes, I love that.
But here's
the thing. I will take some and I will leave some.
But here's the thing, Rick's an editor though, so I may listen to him.
Oh,
yeah. He gets
that's
it.
True. That's
but I know difference. Where you're coming from too, Aaron. Because I know. Did a note that's like, you need to change this. This is all wrong. And you think, you know how long I spent getting that cut exact, like this for 30 real. Seconds exactly right, and you don't like any of it.
I know.
You not losing mother. That.
That's how I feel. I'm like, what do you know? You know shit. And then I move.
Why
on.
Did I sound design this whole sequence if you don't even like it?
No, but on a real note, I've only had people like my close people that are my friends and stuff, but they don't know anything about filmmaking, but we have them preview it.
Because they're friends and they're like, oh, it's so good.
You know, I worry about it.
It's hard to get real feedback.
I'm super selective about it, though, to the point where I think they're not afraid to say something, but I don't know. But still, they're not filmmakers, so they, you know, your eyes.
So here's the thing. Yeah, Sam, I think it's important. Yeah, send it to them. And this was our first cut. That we have for a screener. We're working on the final cut now. So
You're still working on it though.
Yeah, there's
we're
final edits.
We're making.
Oh, you know, Rick,
stuff.
Because we got notes. So
you know what, Aaron?
Well, and we have an open story. And guess what? More shit happened. It's an open story. Next thing you know, there's new information.
Well, that part. Yeah. There's one sequence.
That's the doc you're about to release.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. I thought
we're going to send you the one that's already been out for 2 years and see what you think.
Shut bad.
Well, I thought maybe you have a couple docs and you have like one way.
Well, we have a couple, so, but
and one that's almost done.
No, no, the, one's it, not. This out is her second. Yet. That's what we'll send you that. Says so I'd be okay. curious what you think. You know, to get like a real Marvel editor, see what he thinks.
Okay, well, I watched a giant Pacific octopus on the treadmill while I was running, and I cried.
Oh, oh yes, I
was running.
That's what I strive for.
Never happened to me before. And ever since then, I cry a lot when I run. Anytime I see like octopus on the menu or people eating, I'm like, no, no, you can't.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Have you seen the giant Pacific octopus? They know what's happening.
They know what's
They're
up.
Sentient.
They're super smart. They're smarter than some of us.
I'd say most of us, actually.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah. If we're being real here.
No, yeah, that's a great idea. All right, thanks, Rick. No, I'll listen to you, bro.
So I don't have your number in my phone, so email me your number, Kay, and I'll send you that link, Kay.
Yeah, no, Rick, great. Don't send it through Messenger and don't send it through Facebook because she doesn't look at that shit.
No. AroundTheReal253@gmail.com.
Yep.
That's AroundTheReal253@gmail.com. Okay. Why do you do that to me? Every time you say that, I have to go into the fucking radio voice.
Every time.
Really quick, Jen had to bounce out because she's having technical issues as well, and she got sick of just sitting there frozen.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, poor girl.
But,
okay.
That's good.
She's, well, but she's proud of us. She dropped us a message in one of
our messages. Tell her thank you very nice. For showing up. That's very popping nice. In.
Okay, so Steve.
Oh shit! Mr. Now we're talking real,
Mr. Eaton.
Uh oh, we're getting down to yes. business.
Yes. Did you hear notes and you're like, I want to pick on Steve?
No, not at all. That's
I kind of felt that way. If I'm being honest, I'm kidding.
No. Go ahead.
I wanted What's to. Up, man? I just wanted to say something to you, dude. You know, when we first talked, I don't know how long ago it was. When was that? Was it?
It was
a 2.5 years ago.
I want to say it's like a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
I'll maybe. Tell you exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you helped us with some pieces on Sam's GPO movie.
Yeah,
and you did. Yeah. You did the animation for the octopus and stuff, and I thought it was fantastic. And
you gave us some tentacles.
Yeah,
the tentacles.
I fucking loved it. Those were and so important. At that moment, I immediately knew. I'm like, this guy's an artist. Like. There's things that I know that he can do, and for some reason we just don't know who Steve Eaton really fucking is. That's how I felt. So the more I chatted with you, the more I realized things, like with your artwork when you were doing that humongous sci-fi thing you were doing with your animation that you wanted
yeah.
to do.
The Universal
and,
Opera thing.
Yeah, and you showed us all the stuff, and I'm looking at it like, Jesus Christ, this guy, how do you fucking do this? I mean, that's where my mind went. Like, how did he do this? And then it made me go, he can do it because he's got that kind of mind. Like, he can do things.
That's one of the missing pieces.
So it's almost like when you see somebody, you know, like that, like in every sports movie that you've ever seen where there's some kid that no one really knows and he's a badass and he hit the ball out of the fucking park, but everybody thinks he's like this loser, but he's fucking cool. And one kid or the coach sees it and knows he's worth it. That's you, dude. That's you.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
So I need to just give you props.
I feel like I had the opportunity. Cause I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be that, you know, there's that crazy guy who back like in the 1950s wrote like 1100 pages of a book nobody was able to read.
Sure.
And I was like, I was definitely aiming in that direction. And I don't know if that's real healthy.
But after reading a couple of your scripts, I understand.
Just how you said healthy was healthy.
yeah. And then like you guys were kind enough to be like, yeah, let's see if he's sane enough to play with us for a little while. And so far I'm faking it. And I absolutely love working with you. And I tell you all the time, because I can be, I like, it's funny. I think like I'm very Catholic. Like when you guys were talking about like you hate notes, like everybody hates all notes, but I'm very Catholic. Like if you ever saw a script that I write and I'm like editing it for myself, it ends up looking like a serial killer yelling at somebody. Sure. Cause it's like, it's like, screw this. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And like, so every once in a while I have to tell people, I'm like, no, I love you. I promise. I'm just kind of insane. It's not your fault. But it was the coolest thing ever. You guys, you welcomed me with open arms, and I couldn't love you more for it.
So just to clarify, the November 10th of 2021 was your
Wow. Damn, okay. Oh my God. That, so it's like ago. 2.5 years.
Yeah.
A few days ago. Yeah.
Called it. Wow. Aaron will catch it in the edit. Chuck was right. Go ahead and put it right underneath the fucking caption right there. Chuck was right.
Yeah, you might as well.
I got a bad case of can't remember shit, guys. Sorry.
I can't either.
Same.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about
it. Early onset dementia.
Okay, really quick, just to talk about ourselves for a minute since it's our fucking show anyway. It was last year. It was last year that we shot Hammer.
Yes.
And we had known each other for a while since then. It was last year, I think, this last weekend was when we shot Hammer.
Yeah.
Mm. No joke.
Yeah. It's been a year for that.
It's
just
crazy.
A horror verse alone.
Like, it's crazy how much we've known everybody in here for a bit.
Yeah. Everybody. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It just goes by so fast.
It does go by fast. And we've been 4 years we've been doing this.
And that's what's scary. And you know what else? We've 4 years of this show, right? Mm-hmm. And we've done, how many weeks are in a year?
We've 52. In three houses.
52. 52 weeks in a year. Yes, we've lived in houses. 52 times four is what? 207? 208?
Say what?
208. 208 weeks in 4 years. Okay. And we did 200 episodes. So that's a little over one a week we averaged for 4 years. That's right.
We were almost right on task. We've taken months where we've gone off.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've had months where we've done two a week.
Yeah. So, done one.
We've done a lot to make sure that we can help you, the fans out there, stay inspired, just like Rick Ives, who was so inspired by us that he decided to go make his own doc. Or edited a doc for once. And now because of everything that we're doing.
It's all because of you guys.
Okay, he now wants to do some dabble in horror.
I'm gonna take most of that credit, Rick. You know
easy.
That.
He wants to play in the blood. Now be careful.
Wait, have when it comes noticed, to documentaries, Rick? I get the credit, guys.
Oh yeah,
just
yeah.
saying.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Editing though, he loves me.
That's true. I got like a little piece of all of you. You got the editor, you got the doc, you got the horror fan.
Yeah. We're a lot of
all together.
Of a lot
you
of
make
shit.
Up one of me. Yeah.
It does take three of us.
All three of us make up one of Rick. One I don't Rick know if that's insulting or not, but I like it.
I like it.
No, it's
too.
Insulting, but it was also sweet.
It was very sweet,
right?
It was kind, but
that's okay.
Guys,
there's a little bit of me and all of you. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's good
I'll
shit.
Take it.
Okay, and Ira, I know this is our show. Yeah, we can talk about ourselves all day long, but we never really do. You know, because it's about all these guys.
It is about
and how badass everybody is. I mean, to me, it's a huge deal. You know, being adults and playing in
are
this,
we adults?
Well, maybe playing in this little playground that we call filmmaking is. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're really making up stories like we did, like I said earlier, about like being a kid. And I look at people all the time and I'm like, man, you know, I look at them when they're just at that day job or doing their certain thing. And I always wonder, like, what else do they want to do? Is it really, do they want to be a plumber? You know, do they want to be a bus driver or whatever? Was that their goal? And if that's the case, then great. Good for them. But I always wonder, was there something that they didn't do? Or something that they got pushed aside that someone told them they couldn't do, so they didn't do it. So when I see everybody that's out here doing what we're trying to do, and we're all getting up there in our age groups, like me, I'm 51, and I'm still trying to fucking play, it's like, that to me, that's like heroic.
Are you calling yourself a hero?
I'm calling everybody a fucking hero that does this. I really am, and that's trying. Yes,
it's a lot
abso-
of work.
Absolutely.
Because
it's a lot of work, and you get a lot of shit. And people don't understand what you're doing. And when they do, you know that that's the tribe that you want to be around, the type of people you want to be around, the ones that understand it or support it. And even if they don't understand it, at least they go, good for fucking you. I wish I would have followed my dream. That's great. I think that's fucking sweet stuff. So, Ira, I look at you and you've always said to me, well, the first time we met when we were auditioning for us, you said, you just want to work. I'll never forget that fucking line. I will never forget what you said. And I always go, watch your acting. I'm like, how come he doesn't get more roles? How come? What's the fucking
we're still
problem?
Like,
I'm baffled by it. So again, like Steve,
you and
I
me
see,
both.
Yeah. I see somebody who's so gifted at selling the character on screen as you are, your line delivery, your mannerisms, everything. And I'm like, this guy's nailing it. Like, what the fuck is the problem?
Right.
Whatever that is, fuck those people. Because now you're mine.
You're mine.
That's how I feel. So I
put a
wait,
spell
ours. I mean, ours.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
He's ours.
Well, you have to do something other than documentaries to have him.
Well, yeah.
Well, he's still.
But I thank you for, for letting me be able to work. I mean, the sheriff blows me away because nobody ever thought of me being a sheriff. So that when you said that to me, I thought you were going to have like Dave Schechter doing that part, even though you named Katz. And I thought, no, that can't be right. You know, it's got to be Dave or somebody.
No.
And when you said, well, you know, you're playing, I said, oh, okay.
He had it right.
So
though.
No, I've never.
He had it right.
So yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of different kind of roles, but there's certain roles I've never touched anyway. I mean, you know, but I'm more or less, I'm somewhere in the, I guess, you know, I'm a character actor who leans towards a leading character actor, I guess, is what it is also.
And you should be getting that, though. I mean, you're that good. You're so good. You're so good.
He's amazing.
Well, thank you.
He's amazing
really,
to watch on TV.
Really, really.
But I don't know what, I mean, this is something that's gone on my whole life. And I've always, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and I've known people who've made it and, you know, and people that I know and people that were not, I've never thought were very good, but were working quite a bit, but, you know, so I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with, you know, that, or I just don't know the answer. Nobody seems to know what it is.
No
but thank
one
you
knows.
For
yeah.
putting me to work.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. You still do it because you love doing it, and it's very obvious.
Yeah.
So because you kept doing it, even though you weren't getting the roles, you always kept your foot in the game.
Yeah.
And then you found a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And I will.
And found a family.
And hopefully we'll get the. Hopefully we'll get to do the film that I was putting together. So
we are doing that fucking
film. We are doing that film.
I can't, 100%. I couldn't express it enough. Everybody on here and who's listening, I'm going to tell you, Ira wrote a fucking script. I fucking loved it. I read it. I stayed after work and I always leave early and the day job. I don't fuck around. I get the hell out of that office. I had started it because we were slow in the office and I'm like, hiding, I close the door in the office and I'm just reading your script. And next thing I know, everybody's like, well, we're leaving. And I'm like, oh, okay, see you later. I finished your fucking script on the clock at work. Wow. I couldn't leave it. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It was great. It was so good, dude. It was so good. I fucking loved it. It brought back all those feels that I had from like those 90 films in the 90s, those quirky fucking like dark comedies kind of, and just, you know, like a Gross Point Blank and all that shit. I mean, it's so good. I fucking adore.
Oh, good. I'm glad you
liked
it.
And I already told you that. So, but anyway.
By the way, did you guys ever look at the other film? I'm just curious. I don't care what we do tonight. I'm just curious what the feedback was.
No, and I still haven't gotten to that one, just like Kyle.
No,
that's what I mean. I can't give it a try. But once I get to it, I won't stop.
Let's praise Ira while he throws us under the bus.
Yeah.
No, we have. I honestly myself. I haven't. Okay, first of all, since we're gonna sit here and gush on people, Ira, I'm frustrated that you have not gotten the recognition that you deserve. You know, we just had Jasmine in studio yesterday. She was doing the audio stuff for our new show Blackout, and she has the same thing. You know, she's so petite and she's so cute, and it's like I get the fucking cheerleader and the fucking, you know,
she gets
teenager debutante person. Well, yeah, she can dance, but still. I was like, I will put you in a movie where you kick ass, and I will put you up against anybody. After sitting in the corner of that jail cell and watching you and Robert Lasarda go back and forth.
One-on-one, bro.
I was a fucking little kid watching like Scarface in person transform in front of me.
Yeah.
Because your delivery with him,
you
and then
up
even
with him,
after you guys went back and forth. Sorry, you guys went back and forth beautifully. And then when you both improvised a little bit to go off of each other to see how much that fed and where that went, I just sat here like this.
It was. So
and guys, good. For those of you who don't know me, I'm not a small person to sit in the corner and just go like this and just act like a child. I take up a corner easily, but still, the whole point is
and you act like a child easily too.
I will put you in front of the camera and with next to anyone on the planet and say, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
For real, Thank you.
That was an amazing thing. And just for some BTS on that, Robert Lasarda is not really fun to get along with on set sometimes because he's a method guy. So he really does not like to talk to other actors on set. He'll talk to the producers and the directors, no problem. But the actors in it, I've heard another story that happened just like you, Ira. Where Ira said, I don't think he likes me very much. And I'm like, no, he's just Lissardo. Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah.
You know, I heard another actor we worked with who just recently worked with him too and said the same thing. He was the same thing as you said, Ira. Where it was Larry Butler. He just worked with him not too long ago on another project.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he's like, hey, I tried to talk to Lissardo about the Horrorverse, you know, and I watched him in and I thought it was really good. And then he just looked at me mean all night.
That's just it. Yeah. Because he gets in his zone and he just.
Yeah.
He won't talk to you. He won't connect with you because of in his zone, in his character.
But what was cool, though, is see, that didn't shake fucking Ira.
No.
That's what's gangster. And that's what I love about him. He didn't give a fuck. He went toe-to-toe with him. In fact, that clap you did in our movie was for fucking Lissardo being a... What he was being.
I loved it. Wait, were you going to say a dick?
I was going to say a dick. Yeah, I was going to say a dick. Yeah, he was being a dick. Uh-oh. And I loved it.
He was being a dick, but he's a method actor, so he appreciates and he understands. So when he watches the show, he gets it.
Method actors are dicks and bitches. They are.
I fucking love it.
That's what they are. Because they don't.
Well, this is, you know, and it's also the character. He knows how to play pretty well. This is who he has going down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, right from the start, I mean, he put his. What does he put his foot up and he started doing this shit with his thing? And, you know, doing his thing. And I said, okay, you're not going to pay attention to me. Fine. I get it.
Yeah. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
You couldn't have played off of it any better.
Once
and you carried
it. It fed the performance. It did a really amazing job of like feeding each other.
Yeah.
And it ends up being, I mean, genuinely probably my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Just because there's that continual back and forth where the real dynamics absolutely play for the scene. It's pretty amazing.
It's
man.
A beautiful. Plus,
that's what Aaron went in the beginning. Aaron said, well, I just want to play this, like, just take it easy and go back and forth. He wanted to play that differently. So. Yeah. That's what we did anyway. I mean, so that was cool. Yeah. And we did get to improvise a couple of first scenes pretty much. And then there was also the there was a couple of things. I was trying to, some of the lines I had to get back to. And then Lissardo changed the lines and some. So I had to find a way. And so I'm like, took me a moment to figure out how to get back to that. And it threw me for a second or so in the beginning, but other than that, it was okay.
Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite my favorite lines in that scene is the one that you had to create to go back into your spot, which was you looked at him and you're like, "You're not a very good person, are you?"
Yeah, it's great.
It is great.
He couldn't have piggybacked off of it any better. And
it
I could
smell the fucking what is it? I don't even know what I said. I could smell the fucking something from you.
Smell the fucking bad on you.
Yeah, the bad.
Yeah, evil or something.
Yeah.
And that was not in the script. I just, you know.
And it works.
It just came out.
Yeah, and it worked perfectly. And that's the raw realness of an actor.
But it was good. It was fun because I was also, I tell you the truth, I was a little nervous at first because.
Why?
I felt like I was the underdog in the situation.
Yeah.
Everybody was like rounding around Lissardo.
Oh, hey, how you doing? But,
and I'd say, okay, here we go. And then Lissardo started basically. Ignoring everything I was doing at first. And I said, okay. And so, but once you know, when you're acting, then you just, you know, you're there. And then you're just there and you do that.
Yeah. And that's
first I was kind of,
I very much, one of those things of sitting in the corner, I very much enjoyed watching you transition.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because you had a slight little thing of nerves going into it because he started, you know, he was doing what he was doing. He started fucking shaking the bar and pounding his hands and started clapping and all that stuff. But then once you were like, I'm the fucking sheriff and you're the bad guy, so let's fucking play. And when watching that transition, you know, come together while we're sitting there in the room, I was just like,
it's fantastic.
It was good. It was super good.
Yeah, the thing that I think Ira was talking about, though, and which bugged me, which is something that we've just recently experienced with Lissardo, because we never had like a named person to work with that actually has been in the industry and bigger studio stuff like that, was that fucking thing where everybody goes around him, you know, and they're all commingling with him because it's Robert Lissardo. I felt bad for Robert, You know, and I felt bad for you. I understand what you're talking about because I didn't like it. Chuck was busy. We were like, look at these motherfuckers. Are they going to hump him? Like, what is going on? It was so gross to me. I didn't.
Everybody kept coming and ask, hey, are you going to go meet Robert? I'm like, I will when I'm done setting the fucking lights.
Yeah, we're working here. I mean, he's just a dude. He's just a guy. Stop it.
And he wants to be treated like just a guy. He doesn't want any more than that.
He doesn't want that. And I don't think any actor does.
Nobody wants that, like, fan guy stuff or fangirl stuff. No one wants that.
And that's why I think I built a relationship with him very easily, because I could give a fuck who you are. I just, well, you want to work? Let's do it. Let's make it, you know? And he needed my help to make his movie, so it's fine. You know? Good.
Yeah.
He wanted to pay me. He didn't have a lot of money at the time. I'm like, don't worry about it. You just be in my movie. I'll color grade your film. Just be in the movie.
Yeah.
Just show up. We bartered it. Yep. And he was like, fuck yeah, I'll do it. And I'm like, cool, let's go. I mean, it was that simple. That was our conversation. Nothing.
I mean, that's one of those things for me too. Like, in the aftermath of everything, because, you know, the next day I did what I always do. And the next day I reached out and I messaged him. I was like, thank you for so much. It's like ending the show. Thank you so much for joining us on Around the Reel. Thank you so much for joining us on set. It was such a pleasure to have you on set. Thank you for trusting. I said, thank you for trusting me, because, you know, I pick him up and throw him on my shoulder and mob off.
Yep.
And he was like, it's actually funny. He was like, I felt safer on your set than I have in a lot of sets I've been on lately.
Yeah.
Which is a huge compliment.
It's huge. Because at the same time, I'm shaking the shit out of him because I thought he had something in his pockets poking me, but it was all the dried blood sticking to my shirt.
Oh, yeah, boy. From that.
Yeah. I think you said, did Robert get a boner when I picked him up? I think you told me that.
I didn't ask if he got a boner. Oh, okay, I thought he had some extra change.
Why do I love this so much?
Yeah, like maybe a mace.
You got lasardoed. He lasardoed me.
I got lasardoed.
Okay. Sorry, it's fun.
I want to get lasardoed.
Shut up, Sam. I don't want to hear that. That's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
Lasardoed.
I mean, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. That's a long line. Get in
line.
I know.
It's for days, right? Yeah.
My lord. Oh.
And by the way, thank you for finally getting that guy, Caden Butera, on, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Caden. Yeah. He was awesome.
That was a great guest. Yeah, and that was Ira's referral.
Love him.
Yes. Yeah.
Love him.
Dude, that guy, Caden, if you listen to this show, dude, again, your movies are fucking great. That trailer for his new film is fantastic.
I've been watching him for, I mean, I don't know the guy, but I friended him a while back, but I've been watching the stuff he's doing. I've been, you know, for, I don't know, a couple of years now, and I just like what he's doing.
It's amazing.
He's out in Utah, whatever, I don't know, but yeah. And
it's amazing.
Now he just did this other feature, so.
His productions are fantastic. I went back and watched some of his older stuff too. He's gifted. He's good.
Very good.
Really, really good. Yeah.
Very good.
See, and I usually get jealous, Ira, and I wasn't jealous of him. I'm just like, I want to learn from you. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
He's good. He's really good.
No,
that's good. Thank you for that, by the way. That was a great referral because I never heard of him. I even mentioned him on the show, I think. I was like, dude, yeah, we got your name from Ira. He's like, who the fuck is Ira? I'm like, you don't know Ira?
Who the fuck knows Ira? Ira? I don't know Ira. I don't know
Ira. We all know Ira.
I know Ira, and I'm proud to call him friend.
Oh, it's fun.
That is fun.
Well, we've been doing this show a very long time.
Yes, we have.
We have.
Oh, cool.
4 fucking years of this. Mm-hmm. We met a lot of great people.
4 years?
4 years.
4 years. Yeah. 4 years.
Whoa.
Which, by the way, Ira, that means it was 4 years ago that you auditioned for Say Goodbye.
Yeah,
because we couldn't start filming Say Goodbye due to COVID is why we started this show.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
Though I did do the scene. I mean, we did do the scene for it originally. But,
we did.
Yeah.
Yep. We did.
And we're going to redo the scene. Actually, I'm talking to cast members today. So, yeah, Ginger is back.
Oh, yeah. I saw. Yeah, is she okay?
She's good.
Yeah.
She's good.
Good.
Yeah. She put it on Facebook, so I don't think she'll be bothered by me saying it here. Ginger just actually got done battling her own round of cancer herself.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so she has more treatment coming up here in the next couple of months. But since we're looking at probably filming June, July, I'm going to say, since I keep saying May, June, but everybody keeps like on, well, really? And I'm like, okay, well, just to say June, July to be safe.
Yeah.
She'll be good to go for bringing back that role. And we're going to get you guys back down on the streets at Tacoma. And we're going to have you guys interacting one more time. And in the meantime, I have a script to do a little bit of a rewrite on.
Yes.
Because life has happened since the original idea of Say Goodbye.
Yeah, you think?
it's better to include a few extra things that are maybe a little touch more realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
We've got a lot of cool things that I think we're all doing. And again, the drive that I think everybody that showed up tonight and everybody who listens to the show, who is a creative person, I mean, that's, we're celebrating that. I mean, to me, that's a big deal. I think it's great. I absolutely think it's the coolest thing ever. I think that's living. I think that when you're following your gut and what you want to do, it's an important piece of who you are. And if you don't do it, I think you're not living your full potential. That's what I think. That's how I feel every day. So when I don't do anything around here, yeah, it feels good sometimes when I'm not working on stuff because it's a nice break, but I don't feel right. There's something wrong. I don't feel right. I feel that way a lot.
Yeah.
And it's funny listening to Sam and now, because this thing has been my goal
now
for my entire life almost. And, you know, she has been learning the ropes as I've been doing this since we first met 18 years ago. Yeah. And I pulled her in when I first met her to be in a movie, and she had no idea what the fuck I was doing.
Oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah, so uncomfortable. And you pulled it off. And you did it.
Yeah, he wanted me to be like some
action.
You were
action stars. It's no joke.
Well, I was always called them, like the cartoon ones, like Sarah Croft and all that stuff.
Laura
like,
Croft, Sam.
Or that's Laura Croft. I don't even know, but whatever they are.
Yeah.
I was always called them. Like, I was always told I looked like a cartoon character anyway, so. Okay, whatever. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go. I tried.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the anime stuff, yeah. The action chick and the anime stuff you did. Like, there was that MTV thing that was on back in the day. I can't remember. What the fuck was that called, Steve? You know what I'm talking about.
MTV thing.
Anime thing back in the day.
Are you talking about the, like, reality show?
It was an anime thing. She wore all black and she kicked ass all the time.
Oh, Anne Flux.
Thank you. That's another one. Yeah,
that's who.
There you go.
Thank you.
You can be pretty cool as a cartoon character.
I got called that one, and
yeah. And then later, what happened? We watched Mila come on with Resident Evil. I'm like, see, she looks like you too. That's you. And then fucking Charlize Theron did Anne Flux, and we're like, oh, there you go, Sam. That's what I'm seeing, and that's what everybody saw. And I saw it as soon as I met you. That's not the reason I just went out with you for the first time.
I
thought you were cool.
No, that was the reason he went out with you for the first time. The reason he stuck around is because you're a little crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm tattoo girl, right, Aaron?
You're a tattoo girl. Yeah.
Tattoo girl?
Yeah.
That's what he called me when he first saw me.
Yeah, she had tattoos. I was like, tattoo girl, bro.
Okay.
She's cool as fuck. Dude, I have great lines. Ira, if you ever need any pickup lines, just
call
him
tattoo girl.
You're happy with your person. You're good.
No, I'm better than Chuck.
Tattoo girl. Chuckle. Get over me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm East Coast that way. That's why I love you.
Tattoo. You got one down below somewhere I can take a look at or something. Oh.
Why didn't you say that, Aaron? Like, I would have been all over you.
Because Ira's cool and I'm not. That's exactly what
That is exactly right. God damn
it. But at least I don't tell people, especially women, Chuck, that I like how their flesh looks in that sunlight, glistening. No one says that. No one says flesh.
Your flesh glistens in the sunlight.
Yeah, that is a chuckle.
Yeah, that's all you. So if you want really bad, bad lines, Ira, ask Chuck. If you want something that might work and give you an opening, ask me.
Okay. I'll let you know when if I need that.
I'm going to go. I love everyone, but I have to go.
We will start ending this show.
You have to go. Do you have to go so you can go?
Yes, exactly.
So, Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say one thing before you leave, though, Sam.
Okay, hurry, because I'm
very proud of the work you've done. So
thank you.
That was all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Bye, guys. I love you all. You're all awesome.
I love you. All right. Well, Steve, Ira, Sane, if you can hear us.
And then there
were four
or five.
Sane, I don't know if he's there anymore.
He just turned on, I think.
He turned on his video.
Oh, no video, just audio.
I'm on the road now.
Oh, no, you're good, brother. Oh,
okay. Stay legal. You're good.
I'm just listening now. I'm not watching.
Oh, no, you're good, brother. You're good. I'm just happy, dude.
On the road again.
We can't wait to get you on screen. You've been helping us with this horrorverse thing this entire year. Yeah. Going behind the camera work for us.
It feels like forever since I've seen you guys or been on set with you guys, man.
Well, it's been a minute, but you've done a lot. Yeah. You've done a fucking lot, and you still pull some of the best audio I've heard. So I always appreciate you helping us. So just remember that. And you've got a really good role coming up, and I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see you on stage.
Yeah, just trying to deep dive for that role.
Well, it's coming.
I mean, like Ira, I'm also a character actor too. So I really gotta. Ooh, man, I'm ready for that though.
We're gonna have fun.
It'll be tough, but you're gonna rock it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna be so freaking good.
Yeah, hey.
Got this, buddy.
It's gonna be fantastic, and I'm super excited for you. So, we're probably gonna set up a table read in the next few weeks for episode 10.
The Hunt.
Yeah. So be ready, brother. I'll start talking to you guys, but yeah, it's gonna be fun. So thank you, Sene, for everything you do, bro.
Yeah, love you guys, man.
Love you too. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you,
Steve. All right, guys. I'll take off.
All right.
Can't see me. Bye.
Ira, Steve, thank you for joining us tonight, man. You guys are great. Couldn't do this without you.
I love working with you guys. Every day, I usually end up texting you guys pretty regular.
I love it.
So it's a party every time.
Absolutely. It's fun. I love your when you time your text perfectly, because it's usually part of my day where I'm like, fuck, shit, I don't want to do this fucking job. And oh, Steve texted me, great, and I start looking at it.
Yeah, I have the same thing. I'll be like, I don't want to see one more person whining about it. Oh, good, I have a real life outside of here. Okay, cool.
Exactly. That's how I feel. Chuck,
very nice.
Yosh,
200 episodes, bro.
200 episodes.
Do your thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Around the Real. Thank you for being here for the monumental 200th episode of Around the Real, an extravaganza event where we had people that we have worked with, played with, and listened to over the last few years that we've come to admire and appreciate. Thank you, Ira, for snapping a picture. I'm glad to see that my mouth really did get that big. No. I want us to take a quick moment to say, everybody out there who listens to us, who is inspired by us, Rick, thank you for saying that. It's good to remember that once in a while, because sometimes I will admit that I feel like sometimes I'm just babbling at a screen, and I don't mind doing it because at least I'm talking to something that's not just myself. I enjoy myself. You can enjoy yourself too. And if you need a little alone time, well, there's always a bathroom and a lock on the door. But the most important thing to remember is, no matter what happens in your day, no matter what happens within that year, you always need to have something that you can aspire to go towards. Don't get lost in what you're dealing with. Don't get lost in grief. Don't get lost in loss. Look forward. Move in that direction. And for the love of all that is mighty and all that is scary, think hard, because you're thinking anyway.
We'll see everybody later.
Bye.
For those of you that want to be a guest on Around the Real, please email Sam at aroundthereal253@gmail.com.
That's aroundthereal253@gmail.com.
Not Messenger. Do not message Aaron on Messenger, because then he has to send you a message that says email Sam at aroundthereal253@gmail.com.
That's aroundthereal253@gmail.com.
How come they can't just message me again?
Because nobody wants to fucking talk to you.
Can anybody reach out that's an artist, filmmaker, actor?
If you're an artist of any kind, we want to hear from you.
But we are going to vet the crap out of you.
We don't care if you make millions of dollars in Hollywood or if you're just beginning your career in the art industry. We don't care. So everybody that wants to be on Around the Real, yes, we want you.
That's aroundthereal253@gmail.com. This week's episode is brought to you by Entrepreneur Swag Shop. As business owners, it's important that we create the right environment and surround ourselves with the right people and the right things to keep you focused and motivated.
Entrepreneur Swag Shop offers clothing and accessories designed to empower entrepreneurs to share their message, their beliefs, and their journey with the world. Through inspiration and identity, the powerful messages printed on the items will help align you with who you want to be and what you want to achieve.
Whether you are new or experienced, male or female, young or old, you'll absolutely find a message that resonates with you. Visit EntrepreneurSwagShop.com and use code AROUNDTHEREAL during checkout to get 10% off your order today.
Get that swag, people.